Higher oil prices will mean more revenue for the state government. That's the upshot from a new state forecast released today. In December, the Alaska Department of Revenue predicted the price of oil would be $56 per barrel this year. This new forecast says it will be $5 higher at $61 per barrel and go up even more next year. Even at that price, the state will still have a gap of more than $2 billion between what it spends and what it raises. And the state doesn't have that much money in the savings account it's used in the past. State Division of Taxation Director Ken Alper says the state will have to draw from the Alaska Permanent Fund earnings, but that draw won't be enough to close the gap.
So we still have a deficit. It's just a little bit smaller. You know, maybe $300 to $500 million is what we need to cover after the use of the permanent fund.
Lawmakers from the two majorities in the legislature had different responses to the news. Anchorage Democratic Representative Les Guerra says higher oil prices don't reduce the need for a long-term plan for the state budget that includes new revenue. Guerra supports higher oil and gas taxes.
The budget gap is phenomenal, and we will be out of savings within a year if this legislature does not get its act together to put together a budget plan that requires maybe oil companies to chip in. Oil companies that are now paying no production taxes whatsoever. Can we afford to do that when the state is rearranging the chairs in the Titanic?
Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon responded to Guerra's call for higher oil taxes.
Well, I think that's shocking. First of all, industry, as well as the state, has suffered through losses per se in investment dollars. And industry specifically has been bleeding and not receiving profits.
McKinnon says the improved forecast supports the Senate's position to pass a plan to draw from permanent fund earnings now and to consider any remaining spending gap in the future.